Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. We do this show live 7 nights per week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single day. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And by the way, that includes every day during the holidays. We were here Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We're going to be here New Year's Eve as well. So please join us at all of those times if you get the chance. And of course you can join us on your local radio station in a lot of cases. If you're not hearing us on your local station, if you're listening online, for instance, you can contact your local talk station and ask them real nice, like when you talk to the program director there, get the program director on the phone, hopefully, if not, leave a message and say, hey, you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. You enjoy the station, but Free Talk Live would make it even better. So join us here, toll-free, 855-453. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff here tonight, from the zombie nativity scene under fire by a city in Ohio to tracking people with technology, and technology being sort of a double-edged sword, immigration as well. All has been on the table, and of course you can bring up anything you want. Let's go to Ray, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hey, Ray.
Hey, thanks, guys. And first time calling in there.
Welcome, sir.
It sounds like you totally agree with me about the federal government being way too big and doing way too much in our affairs and everything else. And a true conservative does not live by dictating to other people how to live.
A true conservative.
Everybody else alone, huh?
Well, that's an interesting claim because, I mean, almost everybody who claims to be a conservative doesn't want to leave people alone, in my experience. They want to force their religious viewpoint on them, or they want to force their more particular moral system on other people. That's what I've seen from conservatives. Daryl, what's been your experience?
Yeah, it seems that, you know, people that, for the most part, people that call themselves conservatives claim to support small government, but yet they want to, you know, have a very large military. They want the military to be involved in places around the world. They want to throw people in jail for possessing plants.
So are you saying that that those people who want those things, Ray, that Daryl just mentioned, that those are not true conservatives?
I agree, yes. I consider myself a conservative, and I consider the Republicans as destroyed the term conservative.
So then as a conservative, let me just run through a quick litmus test here for you. As a true, so-called true conservative, do you support the right to bear arms?
Yes, I do.
Do you support the right to bear arms without having to fill out any government paperwork whatsoever and concealed carry if you just darn well feel like it?
Yes, I do.
Do you support the right to grow marijuana?
Yes, I do.
All right. Not sounding too conservative here, because usually a conservative is going to bristle at this. What about heroin? Should people be able to sell and buy heroin?
Yes. A true conservative, medical decisions are left to the person. The federal government needs to be completely out of medical decisions.
How about this one? A true conservative, do you support eliminating the federal government, meaning that you would no longer have federal governments, we'd have 50 state governments?
No, we do need I'm not an anarchist.
Okay, all right.
I do believe that there is a role for the federal government.
What about bringing the troops home? What about bringing the troops home from around the world, from all the countries that they're occupying?
Yeah, like, isn't there like some 900 some odd bases worldwide?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
All right. What about prostitution? Should that be legal?
What happens to two consenting adults? Money, whatever.
Polygamy.
Again, I'm talking about the federal government.
Okay.
State government's different. And federal government.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. How would now are you saying a state government should handle that different? Like, should handle polygamy differently? So you're saying keep the federal government out of polygamy, but the state government should.
So you sound like an anti-federalist, not a conservative.
Okay, I haven't thought of it that far.
But what about polygamy? I don't think we got a straight answer on that one. What about polygamy?
Okay, The federal government, when it comes to marriage, has no business whatsoever.
What about the state government, right? Like a conservative...
Right. Our questions weren't about what should the federal government be involved in. It's what do you think any government anywhere should be involved in.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think that people should go to jail for possessing, growing, or trying to sell cannabis?
At the state level.
At any level.
Or at any level, yeah.
You know, it could be the town level. Could be, you know, the neighborhood level. Any level. Should somebody go to jail for possessing, growing, or selling cannabis?
No, I personally do not agree. But I believe that there is a role for the government. And
what is it? What do you want to see the government do?
Roads, schools, our defense, but we don't need 900 bases for our defense. We're spending $600 billion a year on defense.
What about this? Another question for you here. Now, I'm just trying to feel you out, understand what you think the true conservative beliefs. So you said government should take care of schools. What if I don't want to consent? What if I, as somebody who doesn't agree with the government schools, decides I would rather not fund those? What should happen to me?
That's an error, because I honestly believe that there should be the government should be there to take care of the people that don't want to do it themselves or don't have the knowledge or the power to do it themselves. There should be a minimum level that the government takes care of. You should be able to opt out of any government program and do it on your own. If you have the money...
He sounds more libertarian to me than anything else. I mean, what makes you different from a libertarian?
I'm here in Indiana helping the I give my money to the Libertarian Party.
Why not call yourself a libertarian then? Because when you use the term conservative, it evokes all of these preconceived notions that people have about conservatives, which is usually that they want to have a war on drugs, that they want to control other people's morality, they want to stop prostitution, they want to interfere in other people's consensual choices. And, you're just aligning yourself with those things without necessarily realizing it. Putting the word true in front of it doesn't really specify to anyone what you actually believe. It sounds like libertarianism is more appropriate of a description for you, even if not, even if you're not a pure anarchist or something like that, and that's okay. But
And it could be argued that what you're advocating would be true liberalism because, 200 years ago, people that held those beliefs would be
liberals.
A liberal, not a conservative.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Ray, I would consider taking some time to really think about that, because the terms liberal and conservative, they just, they don't mean the same thing to every people. And, of course, libertarian doesn't necessarily mean the same thing to everybody that comes across
right.
the term either. But I would say it's more accurate for you. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, one of the problems with the libertarian movement is that it's too frequently aligned with conservatism. Like, it's
right.
seen as this sort of place for wayward conservatives to end up. Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's just the way, it's kind of been perceived.
Right, especially when you had, and luckily this certain individual has left the Libertarian Party and returned to the Republican Party, but you had people Wayne Root and Bob Barr.
Yeah.
Wayne Root called himself Mr. Libertarian.
Jeez.
And was quoted in the St. Louis newspaper in 2010 when he was running for chair of the party as saying, "I want to redefine libertarianism to mean conservative."
Sick. And I think that's really dangerous, because the libertarian movement is much larger than a bunch of former conservatives.
Much larger than the Libertarian Party.
Yes. There are, don't get me wrong, there are people who've come from the right and joined the libertarian movement.
And there are people that have come from the left.
And there are people who've come from neither, who've just come out of nowhere, that they were apolitical before. They
right.
didn't much care for the right or the left, but they didn't know there was another option. And so just keep all of that in mind as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Bobby's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, hello there.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk to you about my opinion on the immigration.
Please
United
do.
United States of America is a government of laws. I go out here.
Poorly written and randomly enforced.
And I'm sure you have read all of them. Hang on, Bobby. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You can tell us about all the law reading you've done in your life. How many tomes of laws has Bobby taken the time to sit down and read? And how about you? That's what you've been doing with your holiday weekend, right? Trying to catch up on all the new legislation for 2015? 855-450-FREE. You're not a good American if you don't.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome to the program. We're here live on this Saturday evening, and joining you tonight, it's Ian,
and Daryl.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. There are a variety of different features you'll find on our site. Something you'll also find is that it's all free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, most of them, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Coming up on March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, it's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. And we were there last year, Mark and myself. Daryl, you weren't there, but you actually lived in Texas for a while.
I did.
And you know that everything's bigger in Texas. At least that's what they claim.
That's what they claim.
And I did see the largest squirrel that I had ever encountered in Texas. It was huge. It was like this giant squirrel that towered over this place outside of Austin. And I was really impressed with the size of this squirrel. It was like a squirrel statue thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about a real-life squirrel
gigantic. So I was impressed with that. I was also impressed with the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It was happening at a racetrack in 2014, and that was cool, but the new location is actually going to be right in the heart of downtown Austin. This other location was sort of out in the sticks away. So I'm excited they're moving it to downtown, because to me, that's where a conference should happen. That's, you know, it's kind of where things are happening, is in a downtown, and so it's going to make it more fun, I think. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Of course, there's going to be great speakers and exhibitions. You'll have an opportunity to network, which is what these things are all about. And they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They'll be highlighting what Bitcoin means to everyone at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And they'll be concentrating on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. So if you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas on March 28th and the 29th. You can get tickets. They're $150, but you save $25. So knock $25 off of that cost by using code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, when you go and get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you use code FTL, another $25 of that ticket price will be donated to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity operating in Florida, helping out the homeless. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and we will look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live again this year, March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Tickets, get a discount with code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to John. He's in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John, you're listening to WRNN.
Yeah, on the immigration factor, with the population increase, I don't think it's a numbers game on race or politics. I think it's survival. I think, actually, this country, probably most of your listeners, will probably have to agree who did their research on the Internet from 2013. On the programs that were shut down with NASA due to the sequester, is that they're preparing for a catastrophe in this country.
Hold on. Slow down one moment. I didn't quite understand. John, I didn't quite follow what you were saying. You're saying NASA programs were shut down? What did you say?
Yes. Darn it, that October the 1st, when the government was shut down, NASA's programs were shut down. The space grid program was shut down, which was catching incoming objects from space. And a private group, if you go to Dr. Phillips, I'd like to give him a plug or not, spaceweather.com, they erected a space tower out of Texas to catch incoming objects. NASA's websites were shut down 2 weeks longer than any other government website was shut down. We all know the prepping that the government's done. I mean, you don't have to be conspiracy theorists to see it with the ammunition, the MRAB. Before it became national news during the protest.
Well, the government has been buying ammunition and armored vehicles for decades.
It's medical stuff, just in the past year, in 2013. But I think...
What are you... Okay, so just slow down for a moment here. So you're saying that that immigration is somehow resulting in NASA's programs being shut down, or am I missing something?
No. I think preparation for a catastrophe, that the numbers is the game. Survival rate is the game. The numbers. When you have a catastrophe happen, Congress came out last week. And
what does that have to do with immigration? I'm not sure what that has to do.
I know. But the government, the Fox News, CNN came out last week and said it's all over the ABC News, NBC News, about how Congress came up and said the United States is not prepared for a catastrophe. Either be natural or nuclear. How does it blue? Now, That tells me, I'm going, what, really? I'm 45 years old. I went through the Cold War. This country's been prepared for catastrophes since the day I was born. Now they're coming out and saying we're not prepared for it, and that we need to do some kind of Congress committee looking into it on how we can prepare. And I'm saying, what? Because I've been keeping up with this stuff for years.
So what you're saying is, you have to bear with me. I'm doing my best to try to understand. Daryl has a confused look on his face here as well. So you're saying that there are people in the government and the media who are saying people aren't prepared in the United States for a catastrophe, but you're asserting that people are prepared.
No, I'm saying the government has been prepared now for...
You're saying the government is prepared.
Right, and that's different than what you said Fox and CNN said. You said Fox and CNN said people aren't prepared.
Hey, Jack, I'm from South Carolina. It's hard for you to understand me. But look at Fox.
Oh, I can understand you. I'm from the South.
I understand all of the words you're saying, but you seem to be contradicting yourself and jumping all over the place.
I'm South Carolina, right? Say, look up Google, Congress looking up United States not prepared. It will pop.
What is the point? I mean, what are you trying to drive at here?
The immigration factor is not about politics. It's about survival of the country. It's about
when you say the immigration factor, are you saying that immigration should be restricted in order to help the country survive?
I'm not saying immigration. I'm just telling you what is that they are flooding this country with immigrants, whether it be.
Who's flooding the country? Are you saying there's some elite group that is somehow manipulating people into coming here?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the government's allowing it to happen to prepare the population for reduction in population because of a catastrophe.
So they're increasing the population to prepare for a reduction in population?
From a natural catastrophe versus the asteroid strike versus... Okay.
Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm pretty sure that the government's not allowing people to come in here. They have the Border Patrol.
Allowing people to come in here. Are you crazy? What did Obama just do? What you're doing, you're being contradictive.
No.
Allow people to come here.
There's Border Patrol checkpoints all over the place. Just because they haven't put up a fence doesn't mean they're allowing people in.
I listen to y'all guys every Saturday night. I do dig y'all. Y'all are cool as hell. But it's like you automatically want to argue with somebody, and then you all of a sudden become just as stupid as the person you're talking to.
I don't want to argue with everybody that calls the show, but, I mean, what you're saying is, look, I get the point that you're trying to make,
the government is allowing...
Well, I don't get all your points. But...
On purpose.
Well, then why are they raiding businesses and arresting people? You know, why are people having their families torn apart?
Hey, did you not...
Is that just for show?
No, did you not just say 45 minutes ago that Democrats and Republicans are just the same?
Yeah, they are the same damn thing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there you go. You just answered your own question.
All right, John. Thanks for the call tonight. Okay. Toll-free number, 855-453. We'll see if we can make some sense of that here in a moment. Or maybe you can translate for us here. Call in. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's got himself his own website. It's fpp.cc. But that is just one of your sites, Daryl.
Yes.
You're also doing fppradio.com. And that fppradio.com is the site where our listeners should go to get more of you, because you do 7 days per week.
Yes.
Of news. What is that?
Yeah, so I do a daily 5-minute newscast that can be heard on LRN.FM as well as several other online radio networks. I've been doing it since February, and unfortunately it's not been uninterrupted. There was a 3-day interruption when I was in the local jail for refusing to pay a fine. But otherwise, it's been, you know, consistent since February. There's also a long-form 30-minute show that I do 3 times a week. Right now I'm doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Sometime during the next year, I will go to 5 days a week. I just don't know when yet.
Well, I know you're going to be going on a tour next year.
Yes.
And you're fundraising for that right now.
So. Yes, I am. So people can learn more about the tour and donate at tour.fppradio.com.
When are you planning on taking off in the spring?
March 8th, so. At the end of Liberty Forum.
Okay.
Coming back at the beginning of Porkfest.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Go check out more of Daryl's stuff over at fppradio.com as we go right back into your phone calls and thoughts here. First up, we've got Nick. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hi, Nick. Go before you go on, real quick, to our last caller, Daryl, any further analysis you want to throw out there about what he was trying to say?
So when he first called in, he said, we're a nation of laws, and mentioned the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read the Constitution several times, and I can't find anywhere in there where it authorizes Congress to regulate immigration. It authorizes Congress to set up a uniform system of naturalization, but it does not mention that they have the ability to regulate immigration. And there's actually a clause that says that the regulation of immigration must be amended into the Constitution. So I want somebody that supports, you know, we're a nation of laws, we need to stop immigrants. Find this mythical clause in the Constitution that allows Congress to do that.
Let's go to, again, sorry, Nick, you're back on now for real. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, sure. I actually had a totally different topic to ask you guys about.
Sure.
You know, the Free State Project, and I'm looking into moving to New Hampshire. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. But the Free State Project seems like a great idea.
It is.
But would it not be better as the Free Cheshire Project? Like, why not concentrate all the liberty activists just in Cheshire County?
Good question.
Try to secede from the state of New Hampshire and then try to secede from the Union. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, so I see where you're coming from. We happen to be in Cheshire County here doing this radio program. We're in Keene, which is the county seat. And no, the reason why that wouldn't work is because New Hampshire is not a home rule state, first of all. That's one reason.
And counties in New Hampshire have very little power.
Right. And beyond that, the idea of moving people, so for people that don't know, if you're new to the show, the Free State Project is the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people. I mean, they might call themselves libertarians or voluntarists, moving them to the same place or encouraging them to move. The Free State Project doesn't pay for your move or anything like that. It's just, hey, move here, get active, let's get people active for liberty. And the reason why a state was chosen as the political designation rather than a county is because that's where the real political change can be made most effectively, is at the state level. And in a small place like New Hampshire, it's a lot easier to affect state politics, and also New Hampshire has the most accessible of the state legislatures. So the legislator gets paid $100 per year here in New Hampshire, which is way less than any legislator in any other of the 49 states. And so it's a true kind of citizen legislature, for lack of a better term. It doesn't tend to attract the lawyers, like the professional politicians. These are usually just average folks. They tend to be older because obviously there's a time commitment involved. But it's much easier to get actually elected as a liberty-minded person. We've actually had dozens of Free State Project participants getting elected to various different offices around New Hampshire.
And even before the Free State Project was an idea on paper, there were actually libertarians elected as members of the Libertarian Party to the state legislature in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the Republicans and Democrats decided, let's make ballot access more difficult. But it's okay, just run as Republicans and Democrats. And now they're, you know, getting all up in arms. These libertarians are running as Republicans and Democrats. We need to do something about that.
Plus, the other reason why you want it to be at the state level is because it's just easier to attract people. I mean, it's a huge challenge to attract people to move to New Hampshire, period, just because, you know, it's cold, and that's the main excuse. But if there's more options for which people to move, you know, for them to move toward,
right,
then that's good, because, you know, not everybody's going to want to live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a fairly small place. There's not a big economy here. You know, there's not as many available jobs and things like that. Manchester, of course, is a much larger place, and that's going to be more of an attractor. Some people are going to want to live in the state capital. So there's all kinds of reasons why, you know, it was chosen to be a free state project rather than a free county project. But certainly there's nothing prohibiting you from organizing a free county project within New Hampshire, by all means. There are people trying to encourage folks to move to Grafton, which is a town, the town of Grafton. It's also a county, but to move to the town of Grafton, they already have a few dozen free state project participants there, and they're already kind of stirring things up at town hall with the various town meetings.
There's, I think, at least one of them elected as a state rep
now. Yep, that's right. So does that answer your question, Nick?
It does, yeah. I mean, I think the Free State Project, as I've said, is phenomenal. I just wonder about the 20,000 thing. I mean, it seems to me like in a state of, what is it, 1.2 million, mm-hmm. that 20,000 seems like kind of a small number of people. But, I mean, maybe I didn't.
It's actually more than we need.
So I don't know exactly what.
Yeah, so the number was selected by, and I want to thank you for the call. We'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you more about the 20,000 here. Nick, thanks for the call. So the number was selected by Jason Sorens, who was the guy who founded the Free State Project back in 2001. It was an academic kind of survey or study or whatever that he did.
It was like his doctoral thesis or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, something fancy like that. And he looked at different migrations for political purposes, like, you know, the hippies moving to Vermont or the Mormons moving into Utah, and, you know, really showed that, hey, these things can work. And you don't have to have a majority of people. You know, the idea isn't an actual takeover of New Hampshire. The idea is to influence New Hampshire in a more pro-liberty direction. And New Hampshire, of course, arguably is the best place to do that because it's already probably the freest of all the 50 states. And so, you know, the idea being that 20,000 people would influence things. And he revised his numbers later on when he realized that the Free State Project was actually attracting super activists, people like you, Daryl, who just keep doing and getting out there and getting an activism in as many ways as possible. He revised his number to 2,000 because there's, you know, only so many, let's say, Republican and Democrat activists in New Hampshire.
Right.
And I've heard estimates that there's like 500 of each or something like that. I don't know if that's true, but it's not that many. I mean, in any state, there's only so many activists of one political stripe or another. And so the idea is, well, let's outdo those numbers and have more liberty-minded activists here in New Hampshire, and we're already seeing that it's affecting things. The Free State Project's been called the single greatest threat to the state here in New Hampshire, and that's not a physical violent threat. That's a threat of ideology.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's what we're destroying. We're
and
destroying
then there
the
was somebody
the
that ran some numbers after this most recent election, and they found that people that have moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project are getting elected as state reps at a much higher percentage than quote-unquote regular people are getting elected as state reps.
Oh, I absolutely believe that's true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So if you love liberty and you actually want to see it succeed, you got to get together where other people feel like you do, and that's here. So go to freestateproject.org, and we'll continue with your calls coming up on Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you're on the line now. If you are not and you still want to get on with us, well, you're probably out of time for tonight, but you can call tomorrow because we do the show live 7 nights a week. And I will be joined by Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. He's back in Keene, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show again. It's been a while since we've had him on, so he'll be joining us for the Sunday edition. Daryl Perry with me tonight. His website, fppradio.com. Our site is freetalklive.com, and you can get on the air here and talk about anything you want. Mike is listening in Alabama in the Mobile area. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live, tuned to WAVH on the FM band.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Welcome, Mike. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, here, I got a question for you, two questions. One,
sure.
What's the best way from a libertarian perspective, you have noisy neighbors, they're blaring music or whatever. You don't want to call the police on them. No, you don't want to. You know getting the state involved is just going to cause more problems.
Sure.
And so, but you want to deter the noise because you feel like it is bothering you because, you know, you can hear it, obviously, you know, whatever. And talking to them doesn't work. Would you go to the extreme of, like, printing flyers and passing around to all the other neighbors, pointing out their, would you kind of do it in a peer pressure way? What would be the best, if you can't call the police, have you encountered these kind of situations before?
Thankfully, my neighbors have been, you know, relatively well behaved in the different places that I've lived. But if I did have an issue, I would hope that talking with them would solve it. But if it doesn't, then I don't think I would go that far. I mean, odds are good all the other neighbors know that it's that house that's causing the problem, too, because, well, they're noisy, so it probably is already pretty obvious to them. But if you're saying maybe suggest that the neighbors also go and talk to them, I don't think that's a terrible idea, and people do respond to peer pressure. Daryl, what do you think?
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding the situation here. You're not talking about moving in next door to a frat house and then complaining that the frat house is being noisy.
No, and it's actually I don't have this problem. A friend of mine does, but he calls the police, and I don't know what to tell him. You know, I don't know what to tell him besides try to use peer pressure and talk to him. You know, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, because the police come out there and they warn you, and you know they probably, you know, it's worked when he's called the police. You know, it's worked, and so.
Well, apparently not good enough if he's had to call them repeatedly.
So it only works temporarily, is what you're saying, right?
It works temporarily.
And the other thing that's not going to work, I think, over time, and maybe he'll get lucky and it won't happen to him, but in a lot of places, you know, you call the police on your neighbors, and before you know it, they found a reason to call the police on you.
Right.
And, you know, then you've created this Hatfields and McCoys situation where the police are essentially the gun that is in the room, so to speak, and that's no good. So if you can't, you know, if persuasion doesn't work, if talking to the neighbors doesn't work, if having other neighbors talk to the bad neighbors doesn't work, then, you know, to me that leaves you with two options. One, buy a pair of earplugs and use them. Two, get the hell out and move into a neighborhood that has deed restrictions where you have a legitimate grievance against somebody who is breaking those deed restrictions. Personally, I don't want to live in a place like that, but for somebody who is really concerned with noise, that may be the right option.
Now, could they build a taller fence that would somehow, you know, block out a little bit of the noise or diffuse the noise a little bit?
In some places, that'll get you in trouble with the police or the zoning enforcement.
Right.
The fence is too tall. That kind of thing.
I think he's in an apartment complex. I've had similar situations. I always talk to him.
Hold on. So if he's in an apartment complex, I've got an even better idea. You can always go to management with issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but again, I still think the best solution is to just get the hell out. I mean, if you don't like noise...
Right, especially if you're in an apartment, right. It's not that difficult to find ways to get out of a lease.
You're guaranteed to have issues with neighbors at some point the longer you have an apartment. The closer you are to people, the more likely you're going to be irritated by something that they do, whether it's having sex too loud or playing music too loud or shouting at each other or whatever the issue is.
Or all of the above at the same time. I've had that kind of neighbor.
I believe it. So, you know, just get... I don't know. If he's in Alabama, you probably don't have to go too far outside of Mobile to get a place that's nice and rural. And, you know, and usually if you're outside of the city, they're cheap. So you can get a place cheap and rural and not have any neighbors anywhere. And then you can go walk around your yard naked. And then that's, you know,
you're right.
You can't beat that.
Now, let me ask you this.
No, there's mosquitoes. You don't want to walk around naked.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Jack, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Ian. It's nice to talk to you again.
Welcome here.
You're a little more liberal than I am, but I always respect your opinion. You're a smart guy, and I respect your opinion.
Okay. I don't know what it means to be liberal, but go ahead.
Well, a little more liberal than me. That's all. I'm conservative.
All right.
The thing that, in the immigration thing, this is what scares me about it. I've been to Mexico a couple of times, and it's a scary place as far as the standard of living, and that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid the United States is going to become a third world nightmare if we get too many immigrants from the third world.
Well, if you think about it, that doesn't really make sense, right? Because the United States has gotten to its level of affluence because it has allowed immigrants over the years, people to escape really crappy places in the world and come here and make a better life for themselves. If the U.S. becomes a third world, it won't be because of what immigrants do. It'll be because of what the government does to the United States by thereby, you know, making new laws and restrictions and, you know, trying to tell you how to run your life or how to run your business. That's what destroys the economy. That's what makes people impoverished. It's not poor people coming to the U.S. Many of those poor immigrants in the past have become very, very wealthy people because they came to the United States and they had the freedom to start their own businesses. In fact, immigrants are more likely than people born in the United States by a significant factor
yes.
to actually start their own businesses. And more of them would start their own businesses, including more people from the United States, if the government wasn't standing in the way. So it's the government that keeps poor people poor, and they have laws that that do that. So that's where you want to place your blame.
So let me ask this question. You described yourself as a conservative.
Sure.
And I've pulled up the definition here, and the noun conservative is a person who is averse to change and holds to traditional values and attitudes, typically in relation to politics. So would you say that that definition fits you? Are you averse to change?
Well, I mean, this is my point. I mean, when we had immigration before, it was German, and they were mostly German, Italians, and they were educated. If you look at Germany, they make some of the finest cars in the world, Italy. I mean, these were educated immigrants from educated countries. If you take 50,
and there were also people coming from Ireland, and people were upset about the Irish coming in.
Yeah, people have been upset
about
the
immigrants
Germans
from
too.
China. The very first federal immigration law was to limit the number of people coming to the U.S. from China.
Sure, sure.
And then there were laws directed specifically at the Irish. And then there were laws directed specifically at other nationalities.
Sure, I understand. And look, I'm an Italian immigrant of great grandparents, so we got some of that. But I mean, if you take 50 million Mexicans and you start a country, and this isn't a trick question, is the country going to resemble Norway or is it going to resemble Mexico?
I don't know if I'd want it to resemble Norway. They've got progressive income tax taxing people at 80-90%. Government health care.
So the standard living they have. It's a nice place to live. There's people trying to get there.
Well, there's some people trying to get to Mexico. I mean, there's
right,
Jeff Berwick.
Even worse.
the dollar vigilante he lives in Acapulco, and he says it's great down there.
Gentlemen, I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jack. I do appreciate hearing from you. Call us anytime. Always appreciate it. John is in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Go ahead, John.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, go for it.
Hey, I was going to just kind of question you about a couple things.
Go for one right now.
I was trying to understand a while back there where they were bringing the immigrants in, I guess, through Mexico on the trains and then distributing them all over the United States without
them
going through any kind of legal process or being checked for diseases and stuff like that. I was just wondering what your thought was on that. And
who was distributing people?
It was all over the news. I'm surprised you guys didn't hear it.
No, you said they were distributing people across the U.S. Who was distributing people?
The government, I guess, was bringing them in. Obama, right?
It's the first I've heard of it. It's the first I've heard of it. What's the question, though?
It was all over the news where they were bringing immigrants in from Mexico on trains, and then they were distributing them all over the United States without legal documentation. And I personally...
I think you're confused about what... I remember the story, and they were actually deporting people, but they had to send them through the processing centers to be deported.
John, I wish we had more time to talk about this. Call us another night and we can dig in further because we are out of time for tonight. I do appreciate everybody who called in. And if you want to get on tomorrow, call earlier and we'll try to get you in on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of your clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on
on sale and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end-of-year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.